Hi, Chris.
Oh, we're on. Okay.
I decided to just go on while I do my banking, you know.
Okay, don't share your screen.
Everybody, I'd like to share my screen with you. I am banking currently.
Now, Brian, now be careful with the jokes like that. If people who don't have a bank could be offended, let's be careful with that. Hey, everyone, how y'all doing?
Is somebody mad at me? Is somebody mad at me? Did I do something wrong that you're referencing?
Oh, no.
Was somebody mad because I spend too much money?
Well, that had nothing to do with you. I was just wanting to make sure to just make sure that we're being respectful here. And
everybody.
I'm low?
Chris is low. Turn it up, brother. I haven't messed with you at all. Oh, no, I haven't messed with this at all. Nothing's happened.
Am I low? Hello. I mean, I can turn.
Thank you. What up, Sippy Cup? I appreciate it. I never say anybody's levels are low, but Chris is low. Give me a second, Chris.
I think I'm okay. Seen ex-wife subscribing tier one 4 months. I am very quiet, eh?
I'm working on it. Well, no, we know what it is. It's I got to remember how to get fucking to it again.
Floyd 0110. That's his respectful. Lamo Chriso. What the hell? That's not respectful at all. Frisbeast subscribing with Prime 15 months.
Chris, how do we get in there again? You know what I'm talking about? Remember?
Chris slightly low, but feels like he's less aggressive on the mic. I promise you, I'm just as fucking aggressive.
Guys, this is setting up. This is going to be the craziest. We'll call this the crazy stream because literally at 7:31 somebody started using my debit card. That is not me.
I sound like I'm in the can. Oh, really? So there is something wrong.
There's something going on. It's that thing, Chris, and I don't remember how to get to it ever.
I don't know what you're referring to.
The gain. It's that gain thing. The gain thing. Oh. Or is it this?
No, it's on OBS where you just have to put
Yeah. Where's that at? I forget.
Don't it's not me audio flub. I promise you.
No, I had to take the computer apart. Take the computer apart the other day and clean because this room gets real nasty.
Now it's worse, they're saying. It's gotten worse. I mean, see, if I crank myself up, then I'm going to clip.
You know, you're not going to crank. It's not.
That's me cranked up.
That's loud. That doesn't sound good at all.
No, see, that's why I told you. It's clipped.
Is this better?
Say, bedpan surprise.
Does he sound better like this, everybody?
Do I sound better? Brian's real loud, they're saying. Maybe you did that.
Oh, now I'm real loud. No, I know why I'm real loud. I turned.
Okay, but I'm better. Yeah, hell yeah.
All right.
This is old school. This is, if you're new to the stream, this used to be what the first 15 minutes of every single stream was like for, I want to say, a year.
I got to turn my debit card back on, folks. Yeah. Real quick, because they gave me a new one, and then I panicked and was like, wait, did somebody sign up for a new card?
Sorry, Ruthie Baby Pie, that I'm quiet.
I really wish I could find that thing. You know what I ought to do?
You know, it is the makeup gain is low. You're right, Skull Pub. I don't know. You just need to. You're running on OBS, right?
Yeah, it's an OBS setting.
It's an effect. It's an effect. You have to like add an effect, and the effect is a gain. Add a filter, and then you add the gain filter to it. That's what it is. Skull Poop says, "Yep, I'm an audio guy. It's the filters. It's filters." But can someone tell him? I don't use OBS.
Give me a second. Here we go, Chris. How's this, everybody?
Ooh, what's happening, everybody? What's happening? It might be the tint knob, says.
It is. There it is. That's it. It's fixed.
Now I'm way too loud.
All right. Okay, let's get him here. How about here? How's this sound?
How am I now? Oh, that's better. That's better, right?
But that's his
that's a good thing to do. Flamin' Hot Stacks subscribing with Prime 3 months. Also, this is a stream where I'll be honest with you. I've had a long weekend.
Really, I haven't even heard from you all weekend. I've been sad.
Yeah, I've been really busy and I've not been having a fun weekend. I'll be honest with you. I was gonna ask permission to everyone to see if it was okay if I got a little bit stoned on this, smoked a little bit on my weed.
Doja. Doja.
Do you guys mind? Do you guys mind if that? Oh, sorry.
What are you doing over there? You're like you're going Noland mode.
I can't get into focus. Oh my god! Sorry, everyone. I saw a Cybertruck. That is true. I put that on my Instagram. Teen court magistrate gifting a tier one sub to ECT by Radio Shack. I did, but my first ever Cybertruck out driving. I've never seen one before because we don't really have them in Canada. So it was quite kind of weird to see, to be honest. It was kind of weird. Brian, you've seen a bunch probably, right?
Cybertrucks, there's one down the street from me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was my first one that I've seen.
Fucking loser doesn't even have a charger. It's illegal, or not illegal, it's impossible to have a charger when you fucking rent. There's nowhere to put it. He parks it on the fucking street.
Debo 1897 said, my brother owns one. That's fucking sick. Are you telling me that? Where do you live? I'll come to where you live if I can go in it with you.
Have you told him, like, this is what I would do if I knew anybody with a Tesla. I'd be like, thanks for getting Trump elected again. I would do that.
Oh, yeah. I would be like, oh, so you're a Trump guy? I do that every time I get into a Uber and it's a Tesla. Oh, so you're a Trump guy, eh? And he's like, he pretends like he doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think my levels were also off because I did Chapo, as people might know, and everybody's mic was a different level, so I just had to crank my headphones all the way up. Yeah, I watched all of Tulsa King in 2 days.
Yeah, Brian was really stressed. He's like, oh, I got such hard work stuff to do.
No, I am panicking.
Oh, my God, this is, like, so hard. How am I going to find time to watch freaking Tulsa King?
A whole season in 2 days.
I haven't seen season two. Is it as good as season one?
Oh, it's the best show in the world.
Fuck,
the ending of Tulsa King season two, the last second of it, don't spoil it for...
Don't spoil it, please, because, yeah, if you can. I know it's been on for a while, but I would appreciate it. Hey, Bob Zombie, thanks for the 200 bits. Appreciate it. Might be a Tulsa King fan.
Do not miss that last one. The last 2 minutes of the season is the greatest thing. It's got me so – they cranked it up, so I want to see the new one now. I believe Will said on the episode, Will said – I wish I could travel forward in time and just watch the first episode of the third season.
I love it. That's how you know it's a good show, when you're just like, I just need to know that. Like, it's fine. You can keep the rest of it, but I just want to know.
Yeah.
I love how old he is in it. It really gets me because he's so old, you know, but he's sort of not made out or like he kind of is, but it's weird that he's an elderly man, like a grandpa.
And he's the toughest guy and smartest guy in the world, and that's why it's the greatest show of all time.
Yeah, it's great to have him be a grandpa, and he's like, he looks like a grandpa, you know? He's big and jacked on steroids, but he still looks like a grandpa, you know?
Well, they did kind of slow down the physicality. He does fight like one or two times in the second season, but it's wonderful both times. I can't tell you enough. I love watching a guy that is 80 years old try to do fight choreography and look MMA, as tough as 25-year-olds.
MMA mattress. It's Tulsa King. It's listen, what would happen if fucking old guy got a prison mafia guy and he went to set up in Tulsa of all places and it was Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah. A New York guy in Tulsa. I mean, get out of here. This fucking shit.
A classic New York tough guy who's really kind of fish out of water, but really makes it work very quickly.
Can take over the entire... Oh, God, don't even get me started on All Elite Wrestling because I'm missing Selection Sunday, whatever that is.
Ryan, do you feel any sort of shame about All Elite Wrestling having the friggin' Costco?
I didn't see that. I didn't watch that. Let me explain something to everybody. I had the pay-per-view on, but didn't turn the I had the pay-per-view on, but didn't turn the pre-show on. I just left it on the countdown till the pay-per-view on Fight because I get it on Fight. So
it's thank you. Only one person, Paul S, says it cheapens the sport. Absolutely. Like, guarantee the Rizzler and all of these guys, they can't do a headlock. They can't hold a headlock.
Boone does. AJ, the big guy, was a former professional wrestler, a trained professional wrestler. So,
in what? Where was he trained? Stu Hart?
Not the Stu Hart dungeon.
If he wasn't trained in the dungeon, I ain't got no love for him, my friend. I'm afraid to say.
He was legit trained. Somebody can. No, Fight is the cheapest way to watch Sailor Sigtoid. I just paid $34 for the next two pay-per-views. That's why I use Fight.
The Rizzler's nine, but which means he couldn't have been, you know, at Stu Hart's dungeon. Not a chance.
No.
So, no respect for him. The truth is, honestly, AEW, I saw that and I was like, that kind of does suck even for AEW.
No,
you know? Like,
the pay-per-view
really,
was great.
It's really desperate. It's really desperate.
Oh, yeah, they're desperate. Have you seen their numbers lately?
Like, I'm not even saying it was bad or not. I didn't watch it. And if you want to say, oh, it was good or it was bad or they're good, but it's very desperate. It's like, oh, these fucking social media hits. Maybe, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, man, just how about put on a good match where someone doesn't have their hands in their pockets?
Actually, I'll be honest, Bocuck. I'm going to tell you, pay-per-views are $50. But if you get a VPN, which I have, I paid for the full year in advance. So it's not like that's something I'm paying for. And you can use that for like 60 other things. You know what I mean? It's not just for wrestling. Well, I only use it for wrestling, but I could use it for several other things. I could watch Crave. And whatnot. I don't. I could watch anything from anywhere on VPN. Has anybody ever had a Nord VPN? You know, if you get Nord VPN and you type
Don't do an app for Nord. My hackles are up subscribing with Prime. Don't do a VPN because people would believe that that's a real ad that people do and stuff.
Yeah, I have Nord VPN. I use it to watch wrestling. That's what they always do in the ads too. They're like, I use it to. Sometimes I'll watch Canadian Netflix.
We're not doing any ads, okay? I'm sorry.
Looked into Brian, it. Not enough
Brian
money in it.
Brian doesn't want to do ads either, just to be clear. I'm not, like, putting the kibosh on ads, but you won't see us doing ad reads.
I will say that I don't
judge people who do, but I don't.
I don't either. But I looked up the numbers, and I just said it's not worth it.
Okay, well, that's not the reason.
Well, no, but I did look at the number. I wouldn't do it anyway. I never really want to do advertising, but I have looked at the. No, I'm not. Let me tell you something about Legos, everybody.
Power washing crud subscribing with Prime. Hey, welcome, power washing crud.
Czechoslovakian sheep milk. Yes, I do a lot of Legos. Thank you. But let me tell you something about what I found out about Legos.
Wait a second. Hang on. Why, Brian, that person's Czechoslovakian sheep milk is first time chat and maybe wants to talk to you about Legos.
Nobody, but trust me, Czechoslovakian sheep milk, everybody would be mad at me if I bring up, oh God, no, new card smell bringing it up, $84 IHOP. That was a mistake, and that's never going to happen again. I'm just going to let you all know that.
Yeah, that was on Guys Plus, right?
Yeah, it was on Guys Plus. It's never going to happen again.
You had an $86 IHOP DoorDash order for pancakes.
That was a mistake, and I will not let it ever happen again. If you guys like Guys Plus this week, because next week, just know it's the Black Friday annoying guy spectacular. So
don't even. It is. We watched some of the. Oh, it's ridiculous. Jimmy from Heathcliff, thank you for subscribing. We watched the beginning of Man Cow DVD. Which we got to just, we can't even watch the thing because it's just.
It's porno.
It's so pornographic. It is so, one of the things, he's just like making out with this girl, like in his radio studio. He's just like college kid, like he's just like really making out with her.
It's weird.
Like, for a while. It's really, really weird. And there's a lot of nudity, which, yeah, if you're going to tune into the video, you will see a lot of nudity.
It does seem as though Man Cow was mainly making out with women throughout his whole show all the time.
Yeah, because there's just a lot of clips of him, and he's just doing his show, and there's just babes, and he's just like holding, like it's like
tongue in their mouth, like, tongue in their mouth.
Like, it doesn't seem like it. It seems like a goof, you know, but he's because there's so many clips of it that he clearly was doing it all the time.
He's trying to stick his nose in a girl's his finger. No, he's trying to have a girl lick his boogers out of his nose or something.
Don't
we see
say
that.
That's disgusting.
It's sexy.
Don't say that.
That's but sexy. That's one of the
man
sexy
cow
things.
Is a little problematic, I guess, and also we checked in though on Michael Nolan, and it's one of my favorite Nolan clips in a
it's
while.
It's the greatest. You want to go Royce mode though?
You want to go Royce mode right now?
I'm Royce mode. We're going Royce mode. Royce in the house. He's Royce Eddings. He's my favorite guy in the world. And
Royce mode.
Turn your hat backwards. We're going Royce mode.
Everyone go Royce mode.
I'm actually going out of Royce mode. It's only because I have a snap. Like I don't have like a, you know, and I don't like the way it feels on my head.
So we love Royce. I am the biggest Royce guy. And I was a backward hat guy for a while, but I wear it forward now. I think that was a thing that happened with my gentleman days. I finally got rid of the derby and the fedora, but I was like, you got to wear your baseball cap forward or that's bad taste.
Yeah, there's a new guy on it, by the way, Cancel Culture Chiver, a new person in the Nolanverse who joins, he's fucking wild, actually. He's like the wild card. You remember that old guy, Brian?
He stole the show.
He talks more than Michael at times, and it's very shocking. That's the thing. Somebody also brought something else up here. The reason we're not talking about how I fucked a book is because I didn't technically fuck a book.
We've recorded episodes, and I talked about it extensively on one of the episodes. I want you to know that. A Cheney 1990 subscribing with Prime. I think it was probably Feet Guys, right?
That'll come up. Yeah, because you got mad at me. It happens like in a weird – you are going to hear some weird sex stuff with me this week. because we had Brace on and you and him went in on me.
The way you just said it, what was it?
I don't know
like,
what it is.
Like from YouTuber, like it was. We definitely gave you a hard time, but we also.
This is the book, by the way. That's the first book it happened with. So, if you're ever looking to read a book. Or fuck jack off with a book. This would be the book, you know.
We definitely mentioned, you know, we talked about. There's a chance Brian's gonna set some stuff up for. I don't even want to get spoil it, but selling underwear and socks and stuff.
That's way later though. That's gonna happen. But yeah, that was the book. No, yeah, because it was the first book because I didn't take the Westing game, like I didn't. Take it home. When I got home, I found other books because I just thought that's how you did it. That's it. It's not that big of a deal. It worked the first time I ever felt what you feel when you whack off.
Did you come into the book?
No, because I was in fourth grade. I didn't come yet. So I didn't even know what was going on. I just felt like, oh, this book's tickly.
So it was like before you even really started jacking off proper, you were just like learning that it was like, I understand. I rubbed up against the bed and
yeah,
shit,
you rubbed stuff.
I think I was older than that when I did. I was like maybe 11 or 12 years old.
Yeah.
I started rubbing at 9.
I was young doing everything. You know what I'm saying? I was smoking cigarettes at 12, doing acid at 12.
Buddy, I
jacking off in fourth grade.
Brother, I told you I smoked cigarettes when I was 9 years old. That is one thing that I did. Ridiculous. I smoked under my bed in the room and my stepdad came in there and was like, just couldn't even probably believe it. Like the people who saw those ships or whatever, the tribes, you know, and just his nose wouldn't even let him believe that a kid that young was smoking.
Bocuck says when I was 12, I used to masturbate to the Sears underwear section. And the catalog. Here's the thing about that. I didn't know I was jacking off. Once I found out I was horny, then I started jacking off to catalogs and stuff. I didn't know I was even horny. I was just like, this feels great. You know what I mean? This book thing that I'm doing. So I get home and I get the dictionary and I get that. I had like a whole technique. I was using
you should've tried. You should have tried the pussy dictionary.
That would have been good.
Sorry, everyone. I apologize.
That was good. I want to apologize.
It was inappropriate and I would like to apologize.
Can we look at something real quick that I've been seeing show up on my
Welcome to the
I've been seeing this show up on my thing, and I haven't watched it, and I don't know what it is. But I want to look at it.
It did not come up on Book Guys because we recorded Book Guys before I listened to Brace and Brian.
It came up on Brace and Brian.
Came up on Brace and Brian, and then so yeah, we discussed it on the episode with Brace, which comes out, by the way, on Tuesday.
No, this happened even after that, though.
Oh.
What comes up is how I lost my virginity, which I've already told that before.
Yeah, that's right. But we do have.
But they spent a lot of time on it.
A Brace episode comes out on Tuesday. Hardcore Guys with Brace is the main episode comes out on Tuesday.
Yeah. Brace and the new Brace and Brian was great. But yeah, the Hardcore Guys episode's insane. We were only going to. I think. We did like an hour and a half, and it just is nonstop. So, look at this, Chris. Can I show you this? I'm going to share screen. Anything I jack to. And that's kind of the point of what we do. Bubba the Love Sponge is doing a content house. You know about this? You heard about this? Have you seen this?
I have not. That's the first time hearing of it. That's a guy I know, though, I believe.
Who's this?
The guy in the background is this guy.
Tuttle. That's Tuttle.
Tuttle used to. I used to call his show, and he was blacked out at 10 o'clock in the morning. Him and Trace. He did a show with Trace and Colton.
Trace.
I don't know
gone.
if they're around, but Trace is the son of the guy we had.
Manson. One of these days, we got to get that audio and play it somewhere. Because
here.
I'm sure people don't remember at all that we had.
Do we
Manson.
Not have that audio?
We
it's
can get it.
It's
got to be on the Patreon. I would say it's probably in season 2 of Shocktober's. But I don't know.
Yeah,
would it be on the wrap up?
Three.
Maybe.
I think it's a season 3. No, it was
no,
because
Felix
the
wasn't
Sponge.
There.
I don't know. It was a Bubba the Love Sponge episode. I
season
think.
3 was just was the three of us in every episode. Season 2 was just
right.
me and you. And I think you were like, I think I can get this Manson on here.
Yeah, okay. It was my idea.
Dude, it's definitely the best. It's probably the season 2 wrap-up show. I'll find it and we'll play it.
Yeah.
Because it is so insanely funny when I... Somebody, you got anything you want to plug? And he's like, I'd like to plug libertarianism. And you're just like, oh, yeah. Okay. You're talking to like, and you got to put it into context of this is
it
happening.
It was on Street Fight. Yeah. It was on Street Fight. It was very political.
A leftist political
show.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was on there. It wasn't like a show about that, but the Patreon is for Street Fight Radio.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't make it would be like if it happened on Guys, we'd be like, oh, what a weird freak.
Yeah, it'd be funny. Yeah.
And it would be funny. But on Street Fight, I was like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah.
It's so fucking funny.
Okay, let's... so the why he's doing a.
I just want to check in and see what
is this,
it is.
But is this the movie? So is this. It's not a film. It's not like. This is a real thing they did, and this is sort of a documentary or whatever? Or is it like a fake thing they're doing? Hey, hang on. Roll Biz. Gifting 5 tier 1 subs. Hit one of your sounds for that. Hit one of your sounds for that. That's exciting. Greggy. Sherry Street, Dr. August Love, an ugly baby photo. Thank you so much. Not this bad. No, don't do what? It's not, none of
oh, what about this
sad.
One? What I got one. Hold on, this one.
Penis.
that's not bad.
Penis.
Not bad. It's Friday, bitches. I knew that was coming. I knew when you hit penis that what's always coming. Convert of the day. Yeah, ripcord says GreaseFan666. Ripcord.
They're gonna show up. You're gonna. It's gonna be a few weeks. We're doing Morning Radio Guys with Josh Gondelman, and the episode is going to be a lot of reading bios of Morning Radio Guys, and Dave and Chuck the Freak are going to be one of the shows because their bio is great. We're doing a guy named Prospector. Which is kind of weird. I think he's an Arizona show.
I know that.
Oh, really?
I think from Jocktober, maybe.
prospect. Let me look. Let me get my notes up because I'll tell you who I have so far for people. I'm not going to read free beer and hot wings. We're going to do a decent little bit on free beer and hot wings because they've come up like a million times. You know,
LL Killjoy says, skip Bubba, go, get to Nolan. Well, you can't do that.
Well, we can
know.
Go to Nolan here in a minute. Why? So we got free beer and hot wings. I got
Brian. I'm like, I was just about to say, you can't do that. You can't just say in the chat what to do, and we're not just going to do it. And then Brian just did.
Oh, we'll do Nolan. I've been loving him lately. He's been drunk, and it's weird. So, well,
yeah, no, Nolan's on the Guys Plus that comes out. On Friday, he has incredible hair caves.
And he keeps leaving, which is weird. The next group is from Columbus, Ohio. It's Torg and Elliot. There's a guy named Torg. Torg.
Hey, yeah. Double ZZ10 subscribing tier one, 7 months. More Opie. Hey, that's the person put their money where their mouth was.
Well, okay, we can do Opie. Let me give this a second here. I want to say this. It's been coming up all the time. And my wife sees what comes up because we usually watch YouTube stuff in bed because it's 25 minutes. It's easier.
Torg? Torg?
Torg?
Torg?
Torg? Torg? Torg? He's been canceled already once, but then they brought him back, and now he's like kind of an edgy.
You're never going to cancel Torg. Torg is obviously not a human. He's obviously from a different planet, and they didn't know the naming rituals well enough.
You guys, when you see Torg, when you hear Torg's bio, I'm telling you, it's very fun. Torg's bio.
It's me faced with this. Wait, does the end of the alphabet song not rhyme in Canada? That's true. We don't. We say Z, but we still recognize Z. We understand it.
Torg. I would love to read this to you, but it's going to be content for the episode that I don't have a ton of content for. So let's take a look at this.
Welcome to the Davenport Content House.
You have a lot of power, and with power comes great responsibility. You're in control of what you want to give to this planet.
Yeah.
Just be mindful of that.
I got something I have to give a toilet right now.
Oh, that's funny, though, from Obama. You know that's truth in comedy, too, because he probably does have to always be evacuating.
I hope I see what he puts in the toilet.
Oh, I would love to.
I'd do anything to see a Bubba poop.
I would do anything. Why do they not do that in any of these content houses? A camera down in the toilet.
Let's see the poop.
Butt.
Well, no, you can't show poop coming out of a butt. Oh, well, let me tell you something.
Oh, okay. So now you're...
You know, what's been going on at the convention center this week is a ballroom dancing competition. Uh-huh. And I walked through it 6 times today because the guys dress so incredibly for that thing. All their shirts come down to like right here to their belly button. It's very funny. And I pooped one time, but it was nasty. It was big.
What was that? Why was it
a big poop? This is my only big poop of the week, but it was a big one.
Did you have to flush more than once?
Yeah.
How many times did you flush?
Two or three. It just had to catch it. You know what I mean? It had to catch.
No.
Okay.
No. I don't know what you mean. What do you mean it had to catch it? What does that mean? What had to catch?
It just had to catch. And the water had to catch it. You guys know what I mean. It was kind of up out of the water. No, the water had to catch it and pull it. You know what I mean?
No. Every time I take a shit, I just press the flush and I don't think about it. I just expect that it will get the job done because it does every time. I flush and I walk off. Less poop talk this time. By who? Like, show me who need to talk to that person. We shouldn't be making those promises.
It's slowly dying.
That's where the flavor is.
Which one do you want to sleep with, Erica? Keep asking me perverted questions.
I want to talk about that.
I'm a shithead, but they love it.
Okay. Right,
just
tap out.
wait. I've got to pause.
Talk about that.
I'm a shithead, but they love it.
Okay.
That... I don't know why he's this not, is funny.
It's also, he's like not joking him at all. Like, he doesn't have it like.
This is the most homoerotic thing with the box fan sitting on a fucking milk crate behind him. It's beautiful. It really
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah. They always do. They like wrestle around and stuff. It's because they always get so fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if Tuttle's still, but Tuttle used to, God, man. I would like call their show, but I would like be like, man, come on, guys. Like, so early in the morning and you can't even talk. Like,
you're too drunk for this time.
Whoa. Was that Bubba just falling over?
It was. Who knows what he was up to? Here, I'll do it. He doesn't drink, Chris.
No, that wasn't. He was like trying to do something and he just slipped and fell, or is he just trying to make
content?
He's trying to make like cool content.
I have no idea what's going on.
I may have some urethral damage. I wish Dr. Dan was here. He could inspect me.
Everybody's a reflection of you. Everybody's your mirror. They're you.
Oh, God, don't tell him that, though. I'll quit.
We've gotten in and out of the shower at the same time.
Doc, let's. Okay.
That's bullshit.
Just listen to her. Why
I hate listening even more. Her or not. Have you ever heard her? She sounds like fucking Mickey Mouse.
There's
is
Merch
he talking
Crick.
About Merch,
Merch Crick?
Crick.
Yeah, I would watch
Merch
what I
Crick,
say about
everyone
her.
Down. Everyone, hide, get behind the goat.
I wouldn't say a word about Merch Crick if I was him.
I would never talk shit about Merch Crick if I was a perp. That's for sure. Yeah. Merch Crick, if you're new to the stream, Merch Crick has one confirmed kill in the line of duty. Killed somebody.
Used to be a cop. Had to quit being killed. A cop. It's,
had know. To quit because of, well, yeah, it killed someone. In the line
killed
of
somebody.
It's not funny.
I run a cult around here. That's what this is.
He set you up, Brian. Brian, he set you up.
Somebody said earlier, and that's a great point, imagine they live beside this.
Well, also imagine you're a 55-year-old man at this thing. I don't want to imagine that because me and Chris could be seeing anyone. Like, this Bubba the Love Sponge is like 60. He's at a content house playing dodgeball.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's like, I guess, whatever. Yeah,
I
Dime Tech says, aw, Chris sees his future of being. Yeah, I wish I could be at a content house with Bubba. I'll be honest with you. If this, if I was doing something like this at the age of 50, if I'm even doing it in 2 years, if I have a YouTube channel and I'm doing pranks and stuff like that and of any kind in 2 years, oh, man, I'm going to have to give myself a big talking to. That's why I grew up.
You grew up?
Yeah, I hit 40. I said, I can't do this anymore.
You're
you
know, a baby.
I have to be a serious podcaster.
Guy has a baby, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, sells out.
That's a $400 ticket, you fat ass.
I'm sorry you're mad at me. I'm sorry that you're annoyed. It seems like everybody's annoyed with me. I'm in everybody's way.
No. Oh my god. What a fun guy to be around, eh?
At the very beginning of the content house.
I know I just got here, but it's like I feel like everyone already hates me so much.
I'm sorry. We're going to
Yeah,
Nolan.
That Bubba.
Was like the end for me. I can't deal with that anymore, you know.
We can't watch we don't watch Bubba anymore. Bubba's no longer part of our world anymore ever since
he's mad whatever, at us.
He's mad at us and he fucking thinks we're losers and I don't know, I just don't want to have a fight with him really.
And we are losers, but that's not his place to say
he doesn't,
that.
Well, I just don't want to have a fight with him. It's fine to think we're losers. He's not wrong, but I don't want to fight with him. That's all.
I'm going to see if I... Oh, hello.
Hey, folks. Welcome to the bottom.
We love Front Porch Whoa. Nolan. We love Front Porch Nolan. That's the best Nolan.
Single hair cave much? he's only got the left cave up?
When he's outside, he only does one cave.
How come he's only got the left cave? What's wrong with your right cave? He needs to see a doctor. If his right cave is down like this, that's indicative of some major health problems for him.
line. I wasn't even going to make a video tonight, but the news has been released that the Beatles are going to be on Disney Plus yet once more. This
yet
time
once
it's
more.
Called Beatles 64, and it is a film released on Disney Plus by producer Martin Scorsese. Now, he's not directing the film. David Tedeschi's that. And they're promising a more intimate look behind the Beatles as they got ready
to... So it's
so
funny that, like, the way he's described, he's just seen the IMDb with the little blurb of it, you know? But he's, like, reading it, like, now... He's not, but he's just seen producer and the director. But he's like saying it as if he has this like knowledge. You know?
He doesn't know. He doesn't know anything.
Set up for the Ed Sullivan Show.
He's so mad. Why does everything he says come off mad? Even when Disney's giving him more Beatles content, he's like, "This fucking Disney." It's like everything he says seems pissed.
Do you know what's interesting to me? This is quite possibly the only thing that we that could be the subject of both a Michael Nolan and Michael Zero video.
We'll go look at some Zero thumbnails. Imagine, I won't make you listen
I didn't say that, but I'm just saying imagine, you know, if they did a crossover.
Zero thumbnails are my shit.
The very same Ed Sullivan Show that 74 million Americans tuned into in order to see the Beatles.
Thanks,
buddy. Of course, this will be released on November 29th, about a week after these American albums by the Beatles are being released in a box set. Now, I got to tell you, I'm excited about the documentary, but I'm not really excited about these releases. I spent my entire teen life collecting these albums, only to find out that these albums aren't even the ones that the Beatles wanted released.
Damn.
Your whole childhood was a lie.
Everything you know is a lie.
Buddy, that shit that you were listening to, you're like, oh, this is the best thing in the world. They fucking hated it and thought it was terrible. It was mixed terribly.
Are any Beatles fans in the audience? Can you believe this crap? This fucking crap they're trying to force down our throats.
It's crazy. Like, oh, now I get to listen to the good ones. No, yeah. Am I happy about that? That I'm listening to better quality? No, I'm mad at the bad quality I listened to before, obviously.
Thank you. Thank you. This makes me sick. This makes me fucking sick.
These were concoction albums in the Beatles story. One of the seven. I haven't got any use for that at all. It's just snippets of the Beatles on tour with a couple of cuts here and there of them live. And despite the fact...
Are you mad? Why is he always mad?
Why does he... You don't need a... What do you mean a use for it?
Well, he doesn't have much use for it. This is the outro, by the way, Chris. I like that. Let's get to his names. Like, here, let's get here. I love his names at the end. All right, here we go.
Outro, eh? It takes a while to derail this train.
Here comes the credits. You know who's number one.
Oh.
Who's the tribal chieftain?
Don't even deal with Disney Plus.
Royce is the truth is Royce is doing okay.
Are you interested in the box?
We hate that name. Yeah. We hate Storm Tom 55. We think that's a real racist guy. We don't know for sure, but we think that's a real racist guy.
We're kind of sure. That we're sort of sure that Storm Cop 55 is racist.
It's a really racist name, and in a not, it's like a somehow Storm. Really scary. Yeah.
Set, and if so, are you interested in this documentary?
Dan DeLynch?
Or are you like me? You're interested in the documentary, but not so much.
That's
with
his
the box saga. After all, this box set really constitutes a bunch of album compilations by the Beatles.
Melissa, really Boomer of the Night.
All right, so that's the video for today.
And then finally, that one. Get out of here.
He's got his wife. Like, buddy, that's not even a cool thing to do. Just, you know what I mean? Like, you're losing money as a host.
We can't watch this one. This is Friday's content with the new guy.
Hash time, middle guy, subscribing with Prime. Hey, welcome, welcome.
Oh, here's one. Here's when we got Canadian Hitler.
I took down some.
Oh, right. That's the guy, though.
That's the new guy. New guy in the bottom corner.
The new guy. So you got it. You can't. He's got to be. You can't play this one because we make a big deal of introducing him in that
one. Well, he's a new guy. But Michael looks so mad. I wouldn't mind watching this.
Let's watch some Opie, man. I would love to watch some Opie, see what Opster's up to. Honestly, I love
Last time Opster. I played Opie, you got so mad.
Because that was not a woman. I thought it was a woman at first, maybe, too, Grease fan. It's not
yeah,
a woman.
We didn't know.
Man.
Is Jay Leno lying? Okay, well.
Jay, come on, man. Jay, what really happened, man? So the story goes with Jay Leno. Most of you know, right? He just shows up in L.A., and all the paparazzi were like, what the hell happened to Jay Leno? He looks like a pirate. He's got an eye patch on. He's got the biggest bruise I've ever seen on anyone's face ever. I think he's missing a fingernail. His left arm or his right arm is all wrapped up. He's messed up. And he tells this crazy story, and I'm like, come on, man.
Okay, number one.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Oh, damn.
I do wonder what happened. It is a kind of intriguing story. I don't think he like really got beaten up for like gambling debts. Like to me, I don't think that's the truth. That's like the joke everyone's making. But I don't know. It does seem it's very weird, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah, he fell, but the way that he fell is really weird when you look, like, just the whole thing about it. He's, like, staying at some Comfort Inn way outside of town.
But that's him, dude. He's cheap.
Yeah, that's how he is. That's how he is.
He's never right? spent that's his Tonight Show money.
Yeah, he only spent.
No, he never spent it.
Yeah.
Never spent any of his Tonight Show money. This guy buys cars.
Yeah, I'll old people do bruise like crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and they fall like crazy, too.
Yeah.
Leno story. Has a comedy gig, right? He's a billionaire, so he decides, I'm gonna stay at a Hampton Inn.
wait, a billionaire? He thinks Jay Leno is worth $1 billion?
Nobody knows what a billion is anymore. Remember, Mariah Carey sold billions and billions of records, according to Michael Nolan.
Well, I don't think that he's a billionaire.
I don't either.
A Hampton Inn. So he's at a Hampton Inn, you know? And then he's like, I got to go to dinner. And someone says, well, there's a fine restaurant right over there. And he's looking. And they're like, down the hill, there's a fine restaurant. And Jay Leno's like, well, how long would it take to walk around to get to the restaurant? And the guy goes, well, you know, there's no easy way to get there, even though you could see it from the Hampton Hotel. You got to walk about a mile and a half to get to the restaurant. And Jay Leno's like, well, I'll just walk down the hill. So the story goes that
Why
Jay
don't you
is
do the,
telling.
Do the voice. Like, he should do – he's kind of doing it, but he's not really going for
he's
it.
He's lazy.
He said, I'll tell you why I don't believe it.
Where's his friends from Gebhard's?
He's like, I'm going to take the shortcut. I think I can handle this hill. And then he does a Chris Farley from what was that movie he was in where he rolled all the way down.
Okay, number one, know the movie. You know you had this planned. He had this planned. He knows the movie.
No, he does. This is all, you know, yeah. a stream of consciousness. That's why it's so bad.
Down the hill, Jay Leno went ba-boo, 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 like a cartoon
funny.
Character.
I'm crying.
He said he was hitting rocks on the way down.
Yeah?
His face and his eyes smashed into a rock. Right there,
okay.
you'd be dead. You'd be dead if you're wrong.
What? Not necessarily.
I don't know why I cut that. I don't remember even cutting that. But now I like it.
That's a nice. It's a nice affair. My wife rolling down a hill 60 feet and your head hits a rock. You'd be dead. You're not going to survive that. The bruise is pretty significant.
What?
And then he gets to the bottom of the hill and he's really effed up. So what does Jay Leno do? He doesn't call for help. Nah. He doesn't call 911 or nah. He doesn't do any of that. Nah, he figures he could just handle it. That's weird. He figures he could just handle it. Almost.
I broke my foot and didn't go to the doctor till the next day.
I mean,
sometimes you just don't go to the fucking doctor.
That's weird.
That's odd. You don't go to the doctor. Some people just don't go to the fucking doctor. I fucking broke my wrist and walked around town for hours with my arm like this so that it didn't hurt anymore. Sometimes you just don't go to the fucking doctor right away.
Yeah, people are embarrassed. Like, he's Jay Leno. He's probably like, I don't want to go to the fucking doctor. It's embarrassing. I fell over and fucked my face up.
Yes!
Almost like he didn't want people involved with what happened.
Yeah, no shit. He's fucking Jay Leno.
He's embarrassed. I think it's embarrassing for
him. And now everybody in the fucking world's talking about him right now. This is why he didn't go to the doctor right away.
Yeah.
And he, I guess he still ate. I don't know, because he was going to the restaurant. And then later that night, he did his stand-up. He did his stand-up. And then the people outside L.A., you know, I don't know, about a week later, they're like, wait, but you didn't go to the hospital or anything? Did you see a doctor or go to the hospital? And he goes, I did when I got back to L.A. That's where the suspiciousness.
No, that's not that suspicious, because if you – his doctor's in L.A., I'm guessing.
I would guess. Yeah.
So he just wants to go to his doctor.
I like how Opie always sounds like he's working towards a punchline, and then when he gets to it, it's just a statement of fact.
Yeah, seems like he's setting up. But occasionally he'll do things like, ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. Like, that's where he's trying to generate his laugh.
Yeah.
Ba-bum, 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 like a cartoon character. Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. That's where you're supposed to be laughing.
My friends.
Watch.
It's almost like, oh, my God, get me out of this area. I don't want to be hit by a baseball bat anymore. I'll do my comedy show tonight. I'll get back to L.A., and then I can go to my doctor.
Yeah.
He'll believe my story. Mm-hmm. And make sure I'm not fucking half dead.
Yeah, why'd you yell that?
Suspicious.
No, that's not. No. That's.
Can I point out?
That's very reasonable to say, hey, I want to go to my doctor because I can't trust another place. I think I'm fine. I don't feel, you know, like I'm in danger or anything like that. I mean, listen, it is a bit weird if your face is like that. But he's obviously he wanted to go to his own doctor so he could try to keep it private.
Can I also say? He's had the same chat up the whole time we've been watching this, 3 minutes in. Morning, who da man?
Yeah, nobody else, I guess, popped in on that.
Either
chat.
Nobody did a super chat.
Yeah.
Or he's forgetting that he has to move the chat. Or the other option, people are goofing on him in the chat and making fun of him and being mean.
For help when it happened. He went for help after he got back in L.A. That's a little strange. And then someone online.
I always forget until we're looking at his YouTube page that the Opie Radio store is just a bunch of shirts that say cancel culture in different colors.
Can you look at them after? Can we go to them?
I mean, which one? They're all.
Let's go to the actual store, though. Let's go to the store. Is there like, or is this just a store on YouTube?
I'm loading the store. Opie Radio store, cancel culture.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's the shirt.
I can't see it. You're not sharing.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, guys. I apologize.
Okay. Don't apologize. It's totally fine.
Oh. Oh, Aunt Ruiz. Cancel. You dead, man. You dead. I know.
What? These are really bad shirts.
Vic Henley. I know. Oh, these are... A lot of these shirts are from his dead co-hosts. That I beat anorexia's Carl Ruiz.
Pat Duffy Pint?
Wait, no, there's not a Pat Duffy Pint.
Yeah, there was up there, yeah. And then there's just so many different...
That's a guy! Yeah, this is a guy! This isn't Opie. What the fuck is he up to, man?
Is there another page? Yeah, there's four pages.
This is like looking at the Chivery, but worse. This is like
look
worse.
At how many cancel shirts there are.
Does like, he not know how to make a store?
Wait. And there's cancel.
Oh, good.
Cancel culture. So
you want this, Chris?
I mean, I'd wear it. It's good.
Did you get your new shirt yet? Did you get the Chivery keeps saying they got you your shirt. Then they're saying, nope, never mind. It's in Michigan.
I have not got a shirt yet. I haven't checked it
out. Well, you
up.
Have a Family Annihilation shirt coming in the mail from the Chivery.
Oh, the one that says I killed my family.
It doesn't say I killed my family. It says I made my whole family disappear.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite shirts I've ever seen. It's so fucking psychotic. It's the most psychotic shirt. It's a Home Alone shirt, just for anyone who's
It's
wondering.
Home Alone, but it can be read as Family Annihilator.
Because it's not distinctly Home Alone. There's only a very small logo. So from unless you're very close up, you would just think I was wearing a shirt that said I made my whole family disappear.
I'm serious. Ruizing. That's his old co-host.
Wait a second. Is he raising money with these for his family?
Let me click it. Let me click one of these. Maybe it'll say.
Yeah, maybe it'll tell us if that's the case.
Tapestry. We will never forget Carl Ruiz. Ruizing. It's mildew resistant. No, it doesn't say that he's giving it to his family, which is probably something you would want to put.
Don't tell me he's making money off of his dead friend's name.
I mean, he's making money off of Anthony, who is alive, but they hate each other.
Well, he's not. I don't know.
Well,
if
he's
he is.
Dead. That Look picture. I have a is. Picture of him that is just that I keep sending to Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's his whole store.
That's it, everyone. That's his whole store. He appears to be. I mean, who knows? We don't know where the money's going, but it's Listen, very odd to me.
I don't like it. I don't have a lot of. I don't think if you died, Chris, mm-hmm. I wouldn't make a shirt like Chris.
I appreciate that,
Chris.
I appreciate
and,
that.
Or I would, and I would give all the money to my daughter, not your kid.
I would give all the money to my daughter. If I died, I would hope you would continue the podcast and still give some to Ariel and Charlie. I would hope that, you know.
Who would co-host, though?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Got to get somebody cheap. If I'm
you're gonna have to
Ariel
get somebody real cheap if you're gonna have to subsidize another two people on it. So you'll have to get really somebody who will do it for dirt cheap, you know.
It's gonna become Opie, where I just have people. I'll go to the subreddit and say who wants to co-host this week.
People saying DB for sure. I mean, I agree. DB's the best, but let's not get too carried away. Keep in mind, this is just a joke, and we are not replacing me on the podcast.
DB's a busy man.
He has a show already. Let's not get too carried away and start fantasizing about Chris being replaced on the podcast.
And you guys have to know that DB is miserable. I don't think he wants to do any more podcasts than he has to.
Well, we keep bringing him on for the most disgusting ones.
Oh, the Foot Guys episode is one of my favorite things. Well, you know what we ought to look at? You know what we should do a little more of? Greaseman's comedy.
Oh, yeah,
of course. We haven't gotten through that yet, you know?
I read, I posted on the Instagram, but I got a Ariel's mom sent her a message saying that she had that. Slap, slap, slap on
slap, slap, slap on the doodads.
Yeah, that's stuck in her head.
I was feeling in the mood for a little slap, slap, slap of the doodads.
Yeah, she was saying how much she hates that and how much she hates the Grease Man and stuck in her head, and he's so disgusting.
What did she hate the Grease Man for? What did he ever do? What did he ever do?
She's just she's really nice lady. She has a good sense of humor. I mean, she likes the show, you know. I think she has it, but she just.
What did Grease Man do to her?
I guess she finds him pretty disgusting, she says.
He did one or three racist things. Very racist.
Yeah, I mean, she hasn't heard that stuff, right? She knows of it, but hasn't heard him saying that. I think she just.
Turn on the light. I'm fumbling
aside from that,
on
even. Thinks he's a disgusting guy and is kind of gross to listen to.
Well, I'm sure she's liking this comedy that we're working our way through when we're only 13 minutes into a 37-minute.
Oh, he's not even – this guy's only a third of the way through. We haven't even gotten to the fucking middle act here of this, let alone the closing. We should just let it
Meatloaf Mumra's, what is the grease part? Okay, I can tell you this. The the grease man, back in the day, they used to say they were cooking with gas. I think it was gas, but he says back in the day they would say we're cooking with gas, and he would say I'm cooking with heavy grease. And then the people at the radio station were like, you're the grease man. We are only 13 minutes in.
So. Yeah, this is 13 minutes into his set. By the way, he's killing here. Just to give context, this is very soon after he was fired from the radio.
And he's wearing a shirt.
Yeah, that says vegetarian.
I'm a vegetarian. Or, yeah, it says vegetarian. He's really into vag. And we're not going to start over GreaseFan666. You'll all remember the run. He said, we've forgotten all the runners. We have to start over. There are no runners.
Table finding my quid.
I kind of like when he does that little move when you can see him and he's like. It adds.
Yeah. He's like, I can't even believe what I just said.
I got the tampon.
Oh yeah.
So he was dipping. He was having sex. He took his dip out and he put it.
Chewing tobacco.
He put his dip on the table, and his lady is not Estelle, probably another lady, put her tampon on the table, and instead of grabbing the dip to put back in his mouth, which is something that people do, he grabbed a tampon, and I don't think Estelle's real.
I don't think Estelle is, but he did have a wife.
I'll tell you what I'll do while we're doing this. Hold on. I will go to the thing where it shows that he's married.
GreaseFan666 says Elon Musk chest. He does have a bit of Musk chest going on here.
How dare you?
I feel like if he took his shirt off, he would have Musk chest.
Maybe. Let me get this up here so I can do this while we're playing the video. I can find.
Oh, wow. I bet you've said that before. Let me get this up so we can have some fun while we're playing the video.
I don't watch any pornography with my wife.
Oh, my goodness.
She wouldn't like that.
Outrageous. Well, yeah, okay.
I wouldn't either.
Queen my cheek and gum. She's fumbling around. She found my quid, slammed it up.
Oh, she put his.
Buried it deep in Rattlesnake Canyon. Neither one of us knows what happened till she goes in the bathroom, turns on the light to take a whiz, and I hear this blood-curdling scream. She goes, look at this. You gave me VD. I spat in the sink. I said, blah. Look at this. You gave me TB, you fuck.
Whoa. Grease Buddy gifting a tier one sub to Friction Burn on Foreskin.
You gave me TB.
Tuberculosis? Because he's spitting up blood. He's saying you gave me TB?
Yeah. I guess TB. Here's one.
Yeah, wait. Why would she put a tampon back in? She wouldn't do that.
Why would he put dip
back in? Is like rare, but does happen. But I don't think he wouldn't put a tampon.
Here's
back
Grease
in.
And the boys.
Burger Crank gifting a tier one sub to the community goes to Recury. Hey, thanks so much, Burger Crank.
Here's Grease and the boys.
I think once you take a tampon out,
Grease?
That's the end of it.
Is this Grease?
Where?
On
the middle?
On the left.
Or is it? God damn, is that Grease?
I think that's Grease.
Can you zoom on that?
I can zoom a little.
I mean, he looks like that. What's that, like, computer guy from the 80s?
That's Grease, right? Grease and the boys? Great picture. It is a good picture.
You can't zoom in on that picture, though. Yeah,
zoom.
Max Headroom. He looks like Max Headroom, kind of.
I can't. I don't know how to zoom closer. Oh, wait.
Internet. Oh, yeah. What the fuck?
Grease. This looks like a whole different human being. He's at the Tilted Kilt. Yeah.
He is absolutely, like puffed up here. You know what I mean? He is inflated here. Like,
this is 2015.
Buddy, if you fucking poked him with a pin, man, he'd go flying around the room. He looks like he really looks like an inflatable here.
Mr. Incredible. Pop 43 called him Mr. Incredible.
Oh, yeah, he really has a weird look here.
He also, yes, he has Tom arm. Quite, he does have Tom arm. You can kind of see his small here and large here.
He was a big guy always. If you don't know the Grease Man, he was like a bodybuilder kind of guy. You know,
look at the titties back there. You know what I'm saying? Like to suckle on those.
What the fuck? What the actual fuck? That's so nasty.
That's what you're supposed to say when you go there to the Tilt and Kill?
Ryan.
Ooh, baby, I like to suck on them titties. Then I'll have some chicken wings.
Ryan, you can't be saying that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you have a reputation with, you know, your titties sucking. And it's like, I feel like if you're saying stuff like that, like, oh, hey, let's laugh at this Grease Man picture. And then you're like, oh, I like to suck on those titties behind them. It's like, it sort of makes it seem like you're always thinking about it.
A little confusing. I get out of it. I don't have to deal with it, dear Lord. I actually got into the religious business for a while.
Oh no, you don't. There's two things you don't joke about, Chris.
Religion
and politics.
You know what? Yeah, well, tell that to Gino Bisconte and
Tony Hinchcliffe.
Tell that to Tony Hinchcliffe. He doesn't care.
Host of Kill Tony. There's another Grease.
Was that a second drink? Falbopoulos?
Here's Captain. Here's another Grease. So that was him. God. He's just buff, dude. Him and the boys. I like seeing Grease with the boys.
It's not just buff, though, man. There's something else. I've seen buff guys. That's not just buff. I don't know what else it is.
There he is with his, there he is with his lady friend.
Yeah.
With hand on her shoulder.
That's
Grease's lady friend, everybody. I just thought I'd let you know that. Yeah, there it is right there. Another good day on the good shit. He deserves it. You know what? The man deserves to be happy.
he looks weird there. He's got some stuff all over his shoulder, like acne or something. It's like,
you think maybe he does steroids?
I don't know. I have no idea. He might just have a lot of acne as a 80-year-old man. Who knows?
The Grease Woman. Everybody got to see.
I was feeling in the mood for a little slop, slop, slop of the doodad.
Yeah, that's her. That's her.
Oh, yeah. Honest Mistake Head says, I want to give her a shuddering Shangri-La. No. You're not allowed to say that. You have to say, I want to give myself a shuddering Shangri-La.
Father Grease Minnelli. Woo! Well, I went to this, it was high on a hill. Like, well, I want to call it a monastery, a cloister, whatever it was. There was priests there, there was nuns there. And I get there, and I was my first day there, and I'm kind of excited. And everybody's talking about how we're all going to bond, and we're going to live a holy life of reflection and contemplation.
Those were all prescribed.
Just then, the gardener comes in with his garden. It looked like a rockfish. Somebody, it was huge. He said, hey, everybody, look at this son of a bitch. And the nun said, my God, we're in a cloister, we're in a monastery. You can't say that. He said, no, the name of the fish is a son of a bitch fish. It's indigenous to this area. That's the actual name. She said, oh, in that case, I'll cook that thing. So the nuns, you know, get ready. She's slicing it, dicing it. Here comes Mother Superior, says, wow, that's quite the fish. And the nun says, yeah, you like the size of this son of a bitch? Mother Superior says, my God, I'll have you defrocked. You can't talk like this in a monastery. She said, no, gardener told me that's what the name of the fish is. It's indigenous, and it's a son of a bitch fish. And the Mother Superior said, well, okay, well, I'll cook that thing. And then the Monsignor comes.
That's a little got a little opiate in that. I'll cook that thing.
Does he have an? I hope he's got a big banger ending for this. This one is really breaking.
I am cook that thing.
Cook that thing.
I gotta go back. That sounded so opie here.
Somebody said, well, okay, well, I'll cook that thing.
I'll cook that
thing. Do you know why? He did it because he's like, oh, it's going on so long, I'm not getting any laughs. So he's like, this is his idea. Yeah. Like, cook that thing. But they're checked out now. Somebody commented in the chat, there's a lot of talking going on about, oh, what's going on with you? How's your uncle doing? Is he doing okay? They're just, people are sort of checking out.
Is this the guy that said that thing about Lauryn Hill?
Is this the, holy fuck, why are people, why is he here?
And then the Monsignor comes down, walks in, and goes, man,
wait, deep fries first. Fish Tua, cook on that thing.
Oh, yeah, Fish Tua, nice here, one, deep fried
here,
Smurf.
Fish Tua.
Give me a little.
There you go. Yeah.
Smells good. Mother Superior says, you like the way that sumbitch smells? He goes nuts. And of course, they explain it's called a son of a bitch. Yeah. You know, in that case, I'll serve it because the new priest is coming to town.
Oh, no.
So the new priest comes in.
How many more layers is going to be on this?
Well, I hope that the priest has got to take it back to the Pope at least.
Who comes? Well, there's probably some cardinals between the
cardinal, the local fucking regional fucking manager,
the regional Catholic manager.
Yeah.
He sits down to dinner. Everybody's eating, laughing. Tongues are wagging. And finally, the gardener says to the priest, hey, how you like that son of a bitch fish? I caught that thing. And the nun says, well, I cleaned that thing. Mother Superior says, well, I cooked that son of a bitch. The Monsignor said, well, I served that son of a bitch. New priest was confused for a second. Then he smiled and said, well, I don't know about the fish, but I think I'm going to like working with you fuckers. I'll tell you that.
Oof. That wasn't good. That was... It's not worth the amount of time it took to get there. So the priest curses.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's tough. That's the, now you know why they're all talking. That sucked. Well, let's do okay.
No, let's do a little bit more.
Well, somebody wants to hear some urology talk.
Well, let's give him a chance to redeem himself.
All right.
He coughed and he just took like a big drink.
Oh, he's doing mugging. Oh,
this is very cool.
I know that joke he did. I will say this: I do have a little bit of like, I hate the first like bunches of times I perform live. If there was even 1 minute of people not laughing, I was like, "This is it. I'm bombing. This shit's over. I got to do something." You know what I mean? Like, so at least he was able to get through that horrible joke without panicking halfway through, you know, because I fucking panic. Not anymore.
Yeah,
as much.
I mean, if you have a really good punchline, I feel like, to a longer joke and you know it's a good punchline, then I feel like it's, you know, it's less stressful to be not getting laughs.
Yeah.
I was disappointed with that. So I left.
Oh, and it's still going on. Hey.
What? No.
Now's when he adds his spin to it, Chris.
I decided to join a missionary group in the Congo.
Well, I think we're going to switch to something else for now. I don't think I have it in me to hear. I'm going to have to listen to Grease Man's Congo joke before I play it on the stream.
I don't even know that you have to. I think you pretty much, I think you can pretty much guess what it is. I don't even think
I don't
do that.
Hearing Grease Man say Congo is like, oh, okay. Well,
he, like, the last one wasn't that good, so he's like, now I'll get him back with my bread and butter. No. Oh, no, his bread and butter is don't taste too. Yeah, 20 minutes left, but I think the last like 16 minutes or so is, you know, the people in the bar trying to get him to leave. And trying to kick him out.
I'll check it out. I'll see what's doing.
Tom. People want to see Tom.
What the hell? Okay, here. I'm bringing it up the rear. But what's but?
Remember when there was a girl on the screen that just had like a low cut top on, and Brian's like, "Oh, I look to suck."
That was true. That was me being true, I guess. Oh my god, him with his, him. I have him drinking a pickle martini with his wife, and I'm just like, I hate seeing them together. I don't like it. Look at this. Look at this. And she's always in her bikini too. God damn it, Grease Man. Like, just everything worked out for him in the end.
I was feeling in the mood for a little slap, slap, slap of the doodads.
Although, I don't think she's slapping the doodads anymore.
I don't know if it worked out for him. Who knows? I mean, I get it. It did in some ways, but I don't know. He's on that Cameo.
He is on Cameo, and she's probably got him doing it. Like, have you heard of Cameo? That's what I would say.
Pelvic bones up next to the bladder. And when you want to get an erection.
I forgot it's all medical crap.
Yeah, maybe we get past the medical stuff and they just talk about a little bit of fun, like kind of fun you can have with it.
Here, we'll move forward a little.
And you keep doing it, it gets getting more and more elastic.
Yeah.
So you know what? I think you should, in your office, have little balloons and the bigger balloons that are easier, and show them this
smart.
Is what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
And later on, this is what it's going to be like, and they'll have a feeling.
Yeah,
also,
I like it.
The first time you pump this
is
really hard.
Yeah.
And it has all these nodules on it. That's why I say it looks like a pineapple. And so these are for
I feel like you'd say that about a lot of stuff, though. You'll find a way that it's something is similar to a pineapple. You know what I mean?
Oh, look like a pineapple. I'm Tom with the long arm.
Hey, look at your son's spiky hair.
Rippy. But like when you're in your scrotum, I have to, hold on.
Yep.
I have to put my hand on one side of the manifold so it doesn't slip, because inevitably in your scrotum, it's slippery than snot.
Sure.
Yeah. That's a lot of times.
Is it?
Evidently.
Imagine if this was what you're like, you know, you have to have sex and you're just like, oh no, my scrotal sac is like, I have you know, like, do this weird pumping thing because of the scrotals, you know, you have to like think about all this medical stuff every time. Like, would it not get them out of the mood?
Honest Mistake had said, when your only tool is a pump, everything looks like a pineapple.
So use a washcloth.
Yes, I'll hold my scrotum with the washcloth and squeeze it using the washcloth.
And that's something
very hot. Very hot, man. And do you do that specifically to turn Bunny on? Or is that just an added bonus?
Do you show people at the club? Hey, go get me a washcloth. See how hard it is now? It's slipperier as hell. It's slippery. It's like black ice. Let me get
please get me one washcloth so I can demonstrate something to these young ladies. I can have sex. I just need to pump it up first, and I'll let me show you, and I'll describe the washcloth so I can sort of get, because, you know, my scrotal sac is a little slippery, obviously.
Annika Meow says, one of those grippy things you use to open jars, but for his balls, an of glove. That's the thing.
I really try to emphasize to patients is that this is really a two-hand job.
Yes.
It is.
Three, really, when you get down to thinking about it.
Yeah.
Four, if you want to do the weird hand job way. The
sit on it. Oh. What's that?
This one. Like, it's like a weird. I've seen it before. I've never done it.
I've never heard of that one.
I think I saw it in porno. It's like. I don't know. But you know what I mean. Yeah, the ladies in here know.
I don't know.
Definitely takes
and also the gay guys.
That second
Everybody that's ever done a penis, you know what I'm talking about.
And it's from a partner. Awesome.
Porto Sean had nothing.
I mean, I've mentioned, I'm bi. I don't know what you're talking about, but
Okay.
I mean, you can use that as part of foreplay, and that's great.
You never done this one?
No. No. No.
Like
no.
It's kind of like it's a little tighter.
Yeah, yeah. What's the purpose? Like, who, have you had it done on you?
No. I've seen it.
Oh, okay.
I may have done it to myself.
Yeah.
Long time ago when I was young.
But it's really a two-hand job. And even when I'm cycling the pump for patients in clinic and teaching them how to do it, it's really about isolating and pulling this down to a location within the scrotum where you can have easy access to it. And then it's a squeeze. The only other thing, and this is getting kind of in the weeds a little bit, is when guys are learning to do this, the button that you push, a lot of guys are really frustrated. I feel the button, but I cannot compress it. And what they're doing is they're pushing it like this. And what's happening?
Oh, you can't do that.
Brian, can you imagine that? You're like,
yeah, come on. I swear to God, this thing is good. I swear to God, I just got to find this fucking button. It must be the worst fucking feeling. It must just be like, it must be the worst. Some lady's like waiting there and she's like ready to go. Don't leave. Come, stay there. One second. Oh, I can't even imagine that. This, honestly, I really truly feel for guys who are using AMS 700.
Yeah, it seems bad. It seems bad. And it is funny. Hopefully none of them have ever been like, can you imagine? Hopefully none of them have gone to the club the first time they used it. You know, hopefully they've done a test run.
GreaseFan666 says inflates it to the point of explosion. That would scare the hell out of me. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Can I be honest with you?
Mm-hmm.
I think we've said this before, but if I got to that point, I would stop making love in the traditional way.
Yeah, I'd just eat pussy. And finger it.
The reality is yeah. that...
Sorry? What did you say after?
Finger it. That's what you'd do.
Inflation is a squeeze, and deflation is also a squeeze.
And
so the other day, I popped in on the Go Off Kings for I was just listening to them because I was doing some work in the room. You had sent me the episode, and I was doing mm-hmm. some stuff, so I had them on and was just watching it. And somebody shared a GIF of me going like this, and it just looked like I was masturbating. So don't share these things with them. That doesn't go on. Off King.
Why did you just do it again on video?
Because this now I'm saying don't do
but
it.
But they this is a you know how easy it is to clip things on Twitch specifically? They have a thing to do it. It's like a button you can press and then you can just do it.
At least they've never got me doing the tongue thing. You know what I mean? This?
I'm sure they have
that thing. Literally, the tongue thing is the nastiest possible. I learned that in fifth grade. I had this teacher. She was like young. Her name was Miss Chatfield. And this kid who was like, I've talked about him before. He's a bloke I went to school with. So yeah, she was like kind of a younger teacher, and I told you he's the guy whose dad had all the porno sitting out, and also he stole my Nintendo and my Genesis.
Yeah, I know. I remember the guy. Yeah, he
Jeremy.
Jeremy, his dad was like had the pornos just amongst the other films.
No. This is a different porno dad. He had Playboys stacked up on the fireplace at his house.
My apologies. I mixed him up with the porno dad who had the pornos mixed in with the regular feature.
Like, I'm telling you, he had like a pile of pornos like this just sitting on the fucking fireplace. So you could just go in there and sit down and fucking leaf through a porno when you're 13. That was great.
And was he doing it for that reason? Was he kind of like,
I don't think so. No. He, I think, was just like, don't you fucking touch those, Jeremy.
Those were like overflow, though. Those couldn't have been his main Playboys if he's leaving them out there, right?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
But he might have overflow.
The other guy had VHS pornos and he put them in with the rest of them.
That was Theo's dad.
Theo's that. Theo's the one who came up with Cleaver. Right?
Yeah, he came up with Cleaver. I mean, he is the first to coin the term. But
he is Jeremy, the first to challenge coin the term.
I had learned about the tongue thing, right?
Yeah.
That one. And I was like, oh, that's so gross. So I told Jeremy that. I was like, hey, Jeremy, you ever heard of this thing? And then I did it. And then he was like, hey, Miss Chatfield, and did it. He had so much fucking trouble. We were in fifth grade. So it was like we were all 10 years old.
But whatever. You can't really blame, you know.
Yeah, well, he went to the office.
Yeah, I'm sure they had a conversation with his dad. And I'm sure that was a lot of help.
I remember two things from fifth grade. It was that and then the day where I told everybody at the at my table I didn't believe in God. And
Shit, you went Gervais mode on him?
I did.
I went Gervais mode for a bit when I was like 13. I think I've talked about it. Going Gervais, I think everyone had a bit of a Gervais phase, you know?
Yeah, I was like, I don't believe in God. And everybody at the table was like, don't say that. Because you're 10. Like, most of them believe it. So I felt like. It was two times in my life, that time and then the time that I saw Louis Anderson do a bit and then the next day came to school and did the bit to everybody in my fifth grade class.
And like, guys, this is a Louis Anderson bit?
No.
You played it off as just something you thought of.
And I murdered. I killed. Like, they were like, this is the funniest shit I've ever heard. So I watched
it. You didn't tell them ever?
No. So then I watched a Richard Jenny comedy thing.
Oh, rest in peace.
And I came in the next day and tried to do that, and just nobody cared.
That sucks. poor Jenny. And then that sucks. Because Jenny, obviously, for anyone who doesn't know, he took his own life, and Louis Anderson's doing quite well. So.
Well, he's dead.
Oh, did he die?
Louis Anderson is also dead. I tried to do a Sinbad one.
Don't tell me that. That's not true. Is that
That's
true?
That's true. Yeah. Because he was in that show Search Party, and I thought he was so great, and then I found out he was dead, and I was like, ah, that fucking sucks.
When did he die?
A couple of years ago. It wasn't a long time.
I thought he was
time.
On the Baskets show. Wasn't he on the Baskets
yeah,
show?
He was. He was also on, again, he was in Search Party in like 2020-something.
That fucks
he was
me
great.
Up.
He was great.
But I literally did not know that he died, and I love Louis Anderson.
I do too. He's great. But it's so funny.
Baskets ended 10 years ago.
It's been a long time ago. But yeah, it was like, the next day I tried to do a Sinbad one that really should have worked, because it was the one where he talks about sneaking out of the house or coming home late when you're a kid.
Did you,
Yes.
What kind of delivery?
Of course. Why wouldn't I? I was 10.
And so it's you're doing it like a like for like.
Uh-huh. In front of like the whole, like, I was just, it was because you'd show up a little early to school and we'd all stand outside the doors to wait to get let in. And fucking, I was the center. Like I said, I did the Louis Anderson one. I was like the center of attention. So for the next two days.
And everyone's kind of like, what's fucking Cleaver going to say next?
That's what I thought. I don't think they were thinking. I think they forgot.
In your head, yeah. You were like, well, I got to fucking outdo myself. I got to come with something even stronger. And then were you really sort of hurt by the fact that the Jenny bit didn't go over?
Well, that one didn't go over, and I was like, well, that was a little more adult, because I think it was like a little, because Richard Jenny did like more adult type humor. That's why I did Sinbad the next time, and I did it like days later, the Sinbad one. Like, it was like the next week I watched it early. I watched it like that weekend, and I came to school, and I was like, you know how it is when you're sneaking out? And then you come in, and all the floorboards make a noise. Each one you step on, creak. And I was like doing the moves and stuff.
It's so obviously like performance.
Yes,
it's like conversational. You know what I mean? Like, you could do like a conversation, which was probably the Louis Anderson stuff was more conversational. You know?
Yeah. That was something else. I wish I remembered what it was. It was like something about stubbing your toe at night on the
but
table.
Like you're doing the, I mean, the sin. I love Sinbad, by the way.
I do too. I'm not saying Sinbad's bad.
No, unironically, I love Sinbad. I think it's so funny. And his episode of Hollywood Handbook from back in the day is like such an incredibly funny early episode of Hollywood Handbook. But yeah, it's like real performance shit, you know. And you just didn't have that in you.
Yeah, he's great. And like, I think in order to do any stand up, you have to have some tiny bit. Like, you can't do it when you're 10. It's just there's some fundamental understandings you have to, and I'm not saying everybody that does it has these understandings, but in order to do well, I think you have to deliver it with a kind of conviction that you can't really have when you haven't had any life experience at all, you know?
Yeah, it is hard. It's hard to create like context for things.
Sinbad didn't die in 2008.
I know that's not true.
Yeah, because I was going to go see Sinbad a couple years ago at the casino in 2020. And then COVID took that away from me.
Oh, I thought you just got stuck at the slots. You're like, my system's about to start working.
Got stuck at the roulette table.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you're a roulette
losing
player.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love Sinbad. I'm just saying that I wasn't very good.
What about Jenny, though? You've said before that Jenny let you down with his material. You felt like you've said to me in private that you felt like his material was not strong enough, and that you delivered it fine, and it just did not work. And you messaged him about that, and it was right before. I don't want to say it was like 2 days before, but I know you sent him a pretty scathing message about his material.
I did have a parachute pants for part of my Queeber days, and then those went out of style. And this was pre-Queeber. The stand-up stuff was pre.
Oh, yeah.
It was Brian.
Queeber was in his teens.
Queeber was like 14. 14 or 15, I would say, is when he yelled that out the window. But somebody said something about Carlin. I like comedians like Sinbad better than I like comedians like George Carlin and stuff.
Most definitely.
I find comedians like George Carlin like annoying.
I agree. George Carlin did have some funny stuff because he did so much material, but mostly anyone who's like trying to like talk to you about stuff and like be like a philosopher or something like that, I don't like that kind of comedy either. I'll take fucking Sinbad over Bill Hicks like any day of the week, 100%.
Yeah,
for sure.
Rants, I hate rants.
Yeah,
and I hate like philosophers or like also. When comedians say they're like the last thing standing between,
you mean the last bastions of free speech? I mean, it's what's interesting though, Brian, is that like sometimes they're the only ones who can actually still tell the truth.
Well, that's because like you remember the old court jester, they would have the court because he could say things to the king that others couldn't say.
Oh, that's a great one. When they say that stuff, I love that.
Yeah.
Parenta Ed 420 says Hicks ruled. Yeah, that's fair. I'm not even hating on him. Like, I'm not even saying he was bad. I think he's good at the type of comedy he did. He was really good at it. But it's just like the stuff I like as much. Not even that I hate it.
I get more into.
Actually,
like,
I kind of don't like Bill Hicks, to be honest. Yeah. But that type of comedy, some of it I'd like, you know.
Yeah, I do like that Sinbad type of like stuff. Well, I just realized that I'm gonna have to rip this off of the.
This
VOD.
Is really funny because it keeps blocking these messages because it says Hicks, so you can't call people Hicks on Twitter. It blocks.
Are you serious?
No. It's like an auto. Can you allow that? Some of the mod.
Where
it's auto
it
mod. Yeah.
You bunch of fucking Hicks.
Yeah.
I'm a Hick, kind of. Bill Rednecks.
Permit the term Rednecks and Hicks as well, yeah.
So, yeah, please apologize for your language. Well, I have to get up early tomorrow and find more radio DJ bios. So who are we going to raid, everybody? We're doing 3 main episodes this week.
Can you tell them to me? So I got to make my schedule for the week.
Tomorrow
right
at noon, we're doing.
Tomorrow?
Monday at noon, we're doing Morning Radio Guys with Josh Gondelman.
Oh, I might have to. Okay.
Tuesday at 2.
Yeah.
Hiking Guys with Libby.
I think tomorrow I have an appointment. I'm not even joking at that time. I'm not even joking, but it's okay. No. We'll be fine. I know Josh, too. I could send him a message and say, I could say, like, hey, could you move it to, like, 1 hour later or something? And if we can't, then I will just, I'll make it work. Don't worry.
Okay, now I'm nervous. Now
CosmoCat69 says tag DB in.
Oh, no. No. I mean, no, it's no, too Brian, late Brian. For him to. I'm totally freaking out now.
Brian, don't freak out about it. I promise you I'll be at the recording.
And then
what's up, man? Oh, my God.
And then Wednesday. What's Wednesday?
CEO Yalillionaire subscribing.
You got me looking at my goddamn thing now. My calendar. Wednesday is Big Lebowski guys with Gavin. But the second two were basically prepped. Yeah. So I'm just prepping this.
Brian.
I'm sorry. I have appointments the next 3 days at those times you mentioned.
my appointment is at 11 o'clock, Brian, so it's fine. Like not 9 o'clock, so I can do it, no problem.
All right, I was nervous about that. That's scary.
Yeah, don't worry. We just have to start right on time, you know. And like, but
we'll start right on time. We always do. All right, everybody. Who am I?
What's the third one? Are we recording with Hayes?
Well, okay. Now I have Hayes's telephone number. And I messaged him. I texted him Friday, and he didn't answer, so I have to text him again. But it's okay. We're not recording with Hayes until like mid-December.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like a big hurry. I think that's why he didn't get back with me right away, because it was like, I think the dates I gave him were like the 11th or 12th of December.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't. Oh, don't tell me 11th. I have an appointment on the 11th. I swear to you, I have an appointment on the 11th.
Well, hopefully it'll be the 12th then. I don't know. Yeah, Hayes is tough, but it doesn't matter. Like I said, he will
get.
He's excited to do the show.
He wants to do it, definitely. I just thought it was this week that we were doing it. I was confused. But.
No.
Who should we raid? We always raid H-Dub, so.
Yeah, so.
I mean, we could raid somebody else. Not that there's anything. I mean, we love H-Dub, but we raid H-Dub almost every week. Is there anybody else?
Appointments, James. Oh, that's Chris.
I don't know who that is.
HC Justin.
Justin's on. Justin.
Chibley. Okay. HC Justin. Fuck, I can't believe I forgot to hit record on this fucking thing.
Oh, we could raid Sex J. Raid Sex J.
I already did it.
Oh, my bad. Next time we raid Sex J. Remind us in the chat. Remind us in the chat that next week we raid Sex J.
Yes. And, sorry, everybody.
And some of you go over and watch Sex J as well.
Yeah. Bye, guys. Bye. I wish Tom's Trip had a thing. Did I hit it? Yeah, I think I did. Let me stop.